The University of North Carolina, through a grant in aid from the National Association of Educational Broadcasters, presents American Adventure, a study of man in the new world, a series made possible by the Fund for Adult Education, an independent agency established by the Ford Foundation. Written by John Ely, directed by John Clayton, today's recorded program presents Gene Schenken in Dial Emergency.
Go right on into the doctor's lounge, young lady.
Thank you.
Now, Miss Fleason, I just talked to your mother, and I want to tell you what I told her. The car struck your father about the hips and hurled him some 40 feet. He's holding on as well as we could expect.
Yes, sir.
I hope he'll pull through.
Yes, sir.
But, well, we're doing all we can. I've called in a surgeon from Duke.
I understand.
Now, are there any other family members besides you and your mother?
My brother, Howard.
He should be notified, of course. Where is he?
Washington.
Well, then he could be here by morning. Can you pull yourself together enough to call him?
Of course. What time is it now, Doctor?
Let's see. It's 10 p.m. exactly by my watch.
Will Father live until morning?
I don't know. If I go back and tell him his son will be here then, there'll be a better chance.
Then tell him Howard will come.
Fine. Use this private phone. We'll get the charges for the call and send them to you.
Yes, sir.
Good night.
Good night, Doctor.
What is your number, please?
This is 7521.
And your name?
Joan Fleason. F-L-E-A-S-O-N.
The Arlington number is Chestnut 51223, if you'd care to make a note of it.
Thank you.
They don't answer, Miss Fleason. I'll call you in about 20 minutes.
What? Oh, but he must be there. He has to be. Try again, operator.
One moment, please. I'm sorry, Miss Fleason. That number doesn't answer.
But of course it does. The children ought to be there with a babysitter at least. Could you find out if the phone is out of order?
One moment, please.
Washington.
Let me speak to your service assistant, please.
Right.
This is Inwood Service Assistant, Miss Kay Abbott.
This is Raleigh. I have a call for Arlington, Virginia, Chestnut 51223, which does not answer. Would you let me know if there's any trouble on the line?
One moment, Raleigh.
This is very important, operator. I have to reach my brother.
I see.
Does it take long to check the line?
No, just a moment.
I've only called my brother twice before, but he was always at home.
The number, Chestnut 51223, is okay, but they do not answer.
Right. Miss Fleason, there seems to be no trouble on that line. Hello?
Well, operator, what am I supposed to do? Perhaps a neighbor. Do they have telephone numbers of Howard's neighbors?
Do you know any of their names?
Of course not. Operator, this is very important.
Is this an emergency call?
Of course it is.
One moment.
Washington.
Your Inwood Service Assistant, please.
Right.
This is Inwood Service Assistant, Miss Kay Abbott.
This is Raleigh again.
Yes.
Do you list by street numbers on North Pershing Drive, 400 block?
We list some numbers.
We would like to locate a neighbor of Mr. Howard Fleason at 415.
One moment. We have a listing for A. Arthur Wynn at 413. The number is Chestnut 5 4336. And we have a listing for Colonel R.R. Bolden at 420.
His number?
Chestnut 5, 4210.
Thank you. First of the two numbers, Miss Fleason.
All right. 413 should be right next door to Howard.
That number doesn't answer.
Well, try the other one quickly, operator, please.
This is Raleigh, North Carolina. We have an emergency call for Mr. Howard Fleason at 415 North Pershing Drive. His telephone doesn't answer. Could you give us any information about him?
Hello?
This is Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hello?
Hello, son. Your daddy home?
Yes, ma'am.
May I speak to him, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Colonel Bolden speaking.
This is Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yes?
We have an emergency call for Mr. Howard Fleason.
Yes, I know Mr. Fleason.
Do you have any information about where he may be reached?
Well, he's probably at home. His number's listed.
His phone doesn't answer, sir.
Well, somebody ought to be there. Could I take a message?
One moment. Miss Fleason?
Yes?
Would you care to talk to this party?
Yes, I would.
Go ahead.
Colonel Bolden? This is Joan Fleason, Howard's sister.
Why, hello. Have I met you?
No, you haven't, sir.
I have a terrible memory, and you must come to Washington.
I'd like to, but right now I've got to find Howard. You see, our father has been injured in an accident.
Well, that's terrible.
He's going to die, I think. Do you understand?
Yes, yes, I certainly do.
It would be bad for Howard not to see him again.
Well, of course it would. Just a minute, Miss Fleason. Let me ask my wife if she knows where Howard is.
All right.
Hey, honey, Sarah, do you know where Howard and Beth could be at this time of night?
Why, they went to the beach
in Maryland. Oh, Miss Fleason, now I know why they didn't answer the phone. I thought that was unusual.
Yes?
She says they left over a week ago, went on a vacation.
Where?
Well, she says they went somewhere in Maryland, she thinks.
Somewhere? Somewhere where?
Well, somewhere on the coast, she thinks.
But
shall I go down to Howard's house and see if he left a note or anything?
Oh, would you?
Yes, I'll ask around the neighborhood if you like.
Thank you.
And I'll call you back. What's your telephone number?
7521 in Raleigh.
All right, I'll call you. I'm sorry about your father.
Thank you. Please hurry.
Yes, I will. Goodbye.
Nurse?
Yes, ma'am?
How is Mr. Fleason?
I believe he's being operated on, ma'am.
And my mother?
Still in a state of shock. She's mumbling something. Two words, it seems to me.
Mumbling?
Yes. How bad, she says, over and over. No. How hard, I guess it is. How hard?
Howard.
What?
She's saying Howard.
Oh, how stupid of me. Of course. Your father's name?
My brother's.
Where is he?
Somewhere in Maryland. Don't you remember me, operator?
Yes. One moment, please.
Washington, information.
Raleigh calling Washington, the National Tobacco Exchange.
Just a moment, please. The number is National 3-1429.
Thank you.
What time have you, operator?
I have 10:45.
They're probably closed, aren't they?
Yes.
Hello?
National Tobacco Exchange?
I think that's what it is, yes.
This is Raleigh, North Carolina. We're trying to locate Mr. Howard Fleason on an emergency call.
I don't know anybody around here, ma'am. I'm the night watchman for this building. I just happened by.
I'd like to talk to him, operator.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
Well, I just told that other lady that I just happened to be on this floor. There's nobody here.
I see. Do you know anybody in that office, though?
I just said there ain't nobody in this office except me.
I understand, but aren't there several desks?
Well, yes.
Well, would you look on one of the desks and give me the name of the person who uses it?
Ma'am?
You can look on some of the letters, or perhaps an engagement book, or...
Now, look here, ma'am. I don't know what you're trying to do,
No,
but...
sir. Listen. My brother works there. And his father was struck by a car earlier this evening, an hour or so ago. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
And I have to find a friend of his, some friend. Now, please, look on a desk, on one of the larger desks, perhaps in one of the private offices if they have them, and please help me.
Hold the line.
Are you there, operator?
Yes, Miss Gleason.
Thank you. I don't want you to go away.
No, I won't leave you on an emergency call, Miss Fleason.
Hello?
Yes, sir?
I got a letter here. Mr. Horace Jackson, National Tobacco Exchange.
Horace Jackson, thank you. Thank you very much.
Glad to oblige, ma'am.
Operator? Operator?
Yes, Miss Fleason?
Would you get me Mr. Jackson, please? Horace Jackson in Washington.
One moment, please.
Washington information.
Raleigh calling Washington, the Horace Jackson residence.
His address.
I don't know the address. This is an emergency call.
Just a moment, please. We have a Horace Jackson in Georgetown, one in Arlington, Virginia, and a third in Silver Springs, Maryland.
Give me all three numbers.
Emerson, 36673. Chestnut, 54784. Juniper, 57336.
Right.
Hello?
Is this the residence of Mr. Horace Jackson of the National Tobacco Exchange?
This is he speaking.
Go ahead, Miss Fleason.
Hello, Mr. Jackson?
Yes. Is this Marion?
No, this is Howard Fleason's sister in Raleigh.
Oh, I believe your name is Jo.
Yes, it is.
How are you?
I'm terrible.
What?
I've got to find Howard. Father is about to die and...
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Where is Howard? Do you know?
I know he's in Maryland. I think at Ocean City.
Ocean City, Maryland.
Did he say what hotel? He sent me a card from one of them. Let me think.
Where is the card?
I don't know, young lady. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. It came here to the house. If it had come to the office, my secretary would have seen it.
Perhaps your wife.
My wife? Oh, I'm not married, Joe.
Oh.
No. But it was Ocean City, and I think it was a hotel. Or perhaps a large tourist court.
Ocean City, Maryland, you say?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but I think you can find him easily enough in Ocean City.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Operator?
Yes, Miss Gleason?
I guess I want the police department at Ocean City, Maryland.
One moment, please.
Ocean City, information.
Raleigh calling Ocean City. Police department, please.
The number is 5412.
Police Department. Kilman speaking.
Raleigh calling. Go ahead, please.
Who's calling?
Raleigh, North Carolina. One moment.
Who do you want to speak to?
Anybody. Go ahead, Miss Gleason.
Officer?
Yes?
My brother's father is about to die, and we're desperately trying to locate him.
Uh-huh.
He's at Ocean City.
Uh-huh.
He's at a hotel, I think.
Who's speaking, please?
His sister.
Whose sister?
Howard Fleason's. F-L-E-A-S-O-N.
What's your name?
Joan Fleason.
Would Howard Fleason be traveling with anyone, ma'am?
His wife and two children.
Two girls?
What?
Two children.
Two boys. Could you call the hotels and tourist courts?
I'll call as many as I can tonight, ma'am. There are tons of tourist places on the beach. But I'll do what I can.
But...
What's your phone number in Raleigh?
7521 in Raleigh. You can call me back, collect.
Yes, ma'am. We'll do what we can.
Officer?
He hung up, Miss Lee.
Operator, I want to speak to someone in Ocean City, Maryland.
To someone?
Anybody. I want every hotel and tourist court called now. I can't wait for him to do his best. I want every single place called this minute. Do you hear?
One moment, please. Ocean City.
Raleigh calling Ocean City. You're in with service assistant.
Right. Service assistant, Miss Brown.
This is Raleigh, North Carolina. I have an emergency call from Mr. Howard Fleason in care of the hotels and tourist courts in Ocean City.
Oh.
That's Howard Fleason, F-L-E-A-S-O-N. Mr. Fleason is traveling with his family.
With what?
His family. The police department are also making calls.
Right. Your number, operator?
17 in Raleigh.
I'll call you back.
Thank you.
Operator?
Yes, Miss Fleason?
Thank you.
Right.
Now, Mother, don't you worry. Was that the phone?
No, ma'am. It was one of the nurse's buzzers. We'll hear the phone if it rings. It's just across the hall.
Did you find Howard?
Why, yes, Mother, of course.
He's coming?
Yes.
Thank the Lord. I was afraid he'd be off somewhere on a vacation.
On a vacation?
He wrote me some time ago he was going away this month, but I'm glad he hasn't gone.
Where was he going, Mother?
I had dreams of him. Out somewhere where we couldn't reach him, where there were no phones. You know how Howard is.
Yes, Mother. Where did he say he might go?
And then, when he found out his father was dead and maybe buried, how terrible it would be for him.
Yes, Mother.
Not knowing.
Where was he to spend this vacation, Mother?
Oh, I don't believe he ever said, Joan. You know how Howard is. He never tells you anything.
Yes, Mother.
There's the phone, Miss Fleason.
Excuse me.
You can come through here, Miss Fleason.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Hello? Yes, this is she. Yes? Yes? Yes.
Did they find him, Miss Fleason?
He was at a hotel at Ocean Beach, but he checked out 3 days ago and left no forwarding address.
Carolina Highway Patrol, Raleigh Station. Jenkins speaking.
Mr. Jenkins, this is Joan Fleason.
Fleason?
Yes, sir. My father was hit by a car on Highway 70 about three hours ago.
Yes, ma'am. I got a report on that here.
I need some help, Mr. Jenkins.
Yes?
I've tried everywhere to locate my brother, Howard Fleason. Everywhere.
Where's your brother supposed to be, ma'am?
In Arlington, Virginia.
I see.
Yes, but he went on a vacation to Maryland. Would you help me find him?
Well, was he driving a car, ma'am?
Yes.
Then I suppose we can help you. What kind of car?
I don't know.
Know the color?
No.
Wouldn't know the license number, of course.
No. I just know he and his wife and two sons went on a vacation and left Ocean Beach 3 days ago, and that my brother loves to fish.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll have to do, ma'am. I'll have to radio the Virginia Patrol to look up the license number and the description of your brother's car. Then radio the Delaware and Maryland Patrols to start a search. We'll do it, but it'll take 10 or 15 minutes.
Thank you. Would you radio Cape Hatteras? My brother used to go down there to fish when he lived in Raleigh.
We don't have a station on Hatteras Island, ma'am, but I'll radio the Coast Guard there.
You're very kind, Officer Jenkins. Told you, this is Miss Fleason.
Huh?
This is she.
Oh, this is Mr. Jackson in Washington, Joe.
How do you do, Mr. Jackson?
I found the postcard. I found it.
You did? Wonderful.
I've been looking everywhere. Guess where it was? On the hall table where I always put the mail when I bring it in.
Oh?
And here at 3 a.m. I just located it. I even went through the garbage cans.
Oh.
And I was right, you know. It is Ocean Beach.
Yes, sir. I know.
There's Ocean Beach written on the front, and the postmark is Ocean Beach.
I see.
It's a card showing a rather poor picture of a restaurant called Patterson's, where evidently you eat seafood caught by Captain Patterson in his own fishing boat. Leave it to Howard to find it.
Captain Patterson?
Yes, Patterson. The card reads, having fine time here, but fishing has not been so good this week. Staying at Silver Spring Hotel if you want to reach me.
The Pattersons. Does it give their initials?
No. No, it doesn't. Why?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Jackson.
Not at all.
Goodbye.
What?
I'll write you. I'll explain. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Long distance.
I want to speak to Operator 17, quickly.
One moment, please. Long distance.
Operator 17, please, hurry.
One moment, please.
Operator 17.
Is this the same operator I had a moment ago?
Who is this speaking, please?
Joan Fleason. This is an emergency call.
One moment.
Hello, Miss Fleason.
Operator, I want to call the Pattersons, Ocean City, Maryland.
Do you have the initials of the Pattersons?
I don't have anything about them. You see, they run a small restaurant where Howard ate dinner one day last week.
One moment, please.
Ocean City, information.
Raleigh calling Ocean City, the residence of the Pattersons.
Pattersons?
That's all the information I have.
What operator?
This is an emergency call. The Pattersons operate a restaurant. That's all I know.
And fishing fleet operator.
And fishing fleet, Ocean City.
One moment, please. We have several Pattersons listed, including Mrs. J.R. Patterson, proprietor of Patterson's restaurant.
Does Mrs. Patterson have a residence telephone?
No, but we have a residence telephone for Mr. J.R. Patterson. The number is 7129.
Thank you.
Let it go on and ring, operator. It's 3 a.m. in the morning, so give them time to answer.
Hello?
Is this the residence of Mr. J.R. Patterson?
Yes.
Raleigh, North Carolina calling. Go ahead, please.
Mr. Patterson?
Uh-huh.
I'm Joan Fleason in Raleigh.
What time is it?
My brother Howard Fleason ate in your restaurant last week.
What?
Mr. Patterson?
No, this is Mrs. Patterson.
Oh. Do you remember... Mrs. Patterson, would you help me, please? This is an emergency.
What's an emergency?
My brother Howard Fleason, ate in your restaurant last week.
Yes.
He was probably with his wife and their two boys.
Yes.
Do you remember him?
Uh-huh. Hello?
Mrs. Patterson, do you remember a family with two sons who ate in your restaurant last week?
No.
Two boys with extremely blonde hair.
Two boys with what?
Blonde hair.
No.
Robbie's about 5, and Howard Jr. must be 7 now.
Robbie, did you say?
Yes, Robert Starnes Fleason.
Why, bless his mean little heart. That Robbie broke my ketchup bottle 2 days in a row.
Then you remember.
He's the cutest fellow I ever saw. You know that?
Yes, I know.
I remember that family, sure. They come in here every summer, but I didn't know their names.
I see.
They were here just a day or two ago.
Do you know where they are now?
Just a minute. Let me get my husband out of bed.
No, I mean, would you please?
Won't take but a minute. Jonah?
Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Your brother was in here about 3-4 days ago. Told me he was leaving.
Where was he going, Mr. Patterson?
Said he was going to the best fishing ground on the Atlantic coast.
Where is that?
Well, ma'am, every fisherman says differently. But it seems like your brother thought it was Fenwick Island.
Thank you.
Fenwick Island?
Yes, operator.
Fenwick?
I don't know.
One moment, please.
Route and rate, operator.
Fenwick Island, Maryland. Route, please.
One moment. There is no Fenwick Island, Maryland. Try Fenwick Island, Delaware. TC, Georgetown, Delaware.
Right.
It's probably a very small place, operator.
Yes.
My brother's always finding out-of-the-way places, and it may be...
Special operator interrupting. I have an emergency call from Washington, D.C. for this number. Will you take the call?
I beg your pardon? Is this operator 17?
This is special operator. I'm interrupting with an emergency call for this number from Washington. Will you take the call?
Who is it for, operator?
It's a station-to-station call. I don't know.
But I'll take it, of course.
Go ahead, Washington. Your call is ready.
Your call to Raleigh, North Carolina is ready, sir.
Thank you, operator. Hello?
Hello?
Miss Fleason.
Yes, this is she.
This is Colonel Bolton.
Why, hello, Colonel.
I'm your brother's neighbor, remember?
Yes, sir.
I'm at Fenwick Island, Delaware. What do you think of that?
Why, I think that's wonderful.
One of the neighbors told me they got a card yesterday from Howard at this place, but I couldn't seem to locate him through the telephone.
I see.
So I drove on up.
Yes, sir.
I found your brother. He's right here.
Hello, John.
Howard.
Colonel Bolton told me about Dad, honey. I'm packed up. Beth and I are driving down. The Colonel's taking the boys back to Arlington.
Can't you take a plane?
I can get there quicker driving at this hour, I believe. I'll be in Raleigh in 6 hours, John.
I'll tell Mother.
Is Dad still all right?
Yes.
I'll be there by 9 a.m., honey.
Yes, Howard.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Stop you, Miss Fleason. Your mother's... Why, what's the matter, Miss Fleason?
Tell me, why is everyone so nice? Why is everyone so nice?
American Adventure will not be heard next week, so that NBC might bring you a special program starring José Ferrer with scenes from Cyrano de Bergerac. American Adventure will return 2 weeks from tonight at a new time, 2 hours later than usual. Be sure to listen 2 weeks from tonight for another American Adventure. Check your newspaper for the exact time in your vicinity. American Adventure is produced and transcribed by the Communications Center of the University of North Carolina in cooperation with the National Association of Educational Broadcasters and the Fund for Adult Education, an independent agency established by the Ford Foundation. The program originated on the campus at Chapel Hill through the facilities of station WPTF in Raleigh. Stay tuned for the news. Then... X-1.